Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Sir.
What?
Give me the...
Job working as an intern with Will Smith.
Yes.
You say to them,
yeah.
Look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahuwah Radio. Live Yahuwah Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio,
We just don't go straight to the line because we got so many memos on the table, so we just going to find out what's going on in the room, and we'll get this broadcast running. So let's swing down on the international side and see exactly what's going on. Who all joined us for another episode? This is the second, the third day of the same day, the eighth day. Some information we got to bring out and wrap up this eighth day. Very important. And remember one thing, you want to come in and listen to the broadcast, you go to Google True Name Teachers, YH. True Name Teachers, YHWH Radio Live, and you can catch a live broadcast. And you put in past show, you catch the past show. If you want to come in on conference line, you dial 319-527-6065. That's how you come in to bear witness to his record-breaking ministry. My name is Seer Israel of Seeria. This is the third day of the eight-day feast. We're trying to wrap up all the information pertaining to that to get you to this eighth day to understand how important it is. If you make it to the eighth day, you definitely will not be a fool. No fools going to be in the eighth day, not in the kingdom. All right, good enough. So we got that part out the way. So let's throw down and see who all join us on the third day of the eighth day that we got to wrap it up. So let's go on the international side and see exactly how many international countries have logged in for this episode. And it reads on the international side, it reads 195 international countries. So international countries, they ready to go. They ready to go. Now, once they become a dual, but that's by the hand of Yahuwah. Then one thing, you hear, once you become a dual, that's what time it is. Now, we're going back to a flashing live online class and see how many in the room with your computer phones all connected. One total flashing, 4, 6, 9, 8, 5, 4, 6, 9, 8, 5, 46,985. You might ask me a question, how many you think is pro BOTTY in this room right now? Well, it's 46,985. I'll say pro BOTTY, I'll say 5. I mean, if you ask me a question, 5. I'll take the sure number, 5. And that's the way I see it. Because I'm telling you something, ain't nothing glamorous about this. You're not going to get no pats on the back. You get a pat on the back. Remember, a pat on the back is only 6 inches from a kick in the rear end. So I go with 5. Good enough. Enough said on there. We're going by my main man, Mr. Tibbs. We'll give all the introductions in later. We'll go find Mr. Tibbs and get a blessing on another fine audience. 46,985. So let's go get a blessing for the room. Let's see if we can find Mr. Tibbs and let him put a blessing on a nice episode. And then we'll bring in teachers readers all over the country. So when you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, L.C. Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And Mr. Tibbs, I'm looking at a fine audience again. This thing is 46,985 is flashing, Mr. Tibbs. So evidently, the blessing must be getting over to them all. So let's go hear one of these powerful blessings. You on the clock, come on.
Generally, I would just start out by giving us a general blessing by saying, Yahuwah be with your brother, Seer. And Yahuwah bless all the people attending tonight's broadcast, and especially the new attendees that want to hear something. We're here because we want to give you something, not only to hear the word, but to be doers of the word. What I would like to say is that as long as you continue to rehearse the righteous act, which is mentioned in the book of Judges and 1 Samuel, you will be doing just what Yahuwah requested. At this moment, I will turn it back over to Brother C. Israel, and I would like to say once again, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Mr. Tibbs. Now, Mr. Tibbs, he gets in where he fit in. That's the game. See, remember one thing. The common goal is to do one thing. Just come together as one, because Yahweh's son had a mission to do that his father told him about. That's enough to say on that. We'll see which way it goes. So remember one thing. You got to get in where you've been in, S.C. Roy. This is some information that you need to have in the hand of your loved ones if you decide to sleep on it. Make sure your loved ones understand that it's going to come a day that everything will be revealed. And he said a lot of stuff going to be revealed by fire. Enough said on that. We're going to bring in teachers readers all over the country. And we're going to look for Top of the Heat, the leadoff man, see if we can bring him in and get this broadcast running. When you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, see if we find Brother Yahdai Israel. Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh bless you, I'll see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you right here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're just going to run straight to Luke 12:12. We're going to get it going on because we don't know what we got to work with, but we got to find out what to take to work with. Third episode of this species, Information Highway, we must exhibit. So I tell you what, let's get the game changer in our favor. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, deliver.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour to say."
That's right, Brother Yahdai Israel. In that very same hour, it will teach you what you ought to say. Never speak your own words. Now, and Yahweh the Son made a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What he says in the 23rd chapter, verse 34. He made a profound statement, and I want to see how we're going to analyze this statement. Luke 23:34, Brother Yahdai Israel, deliver.
The book of Luke, chapter 23, verse number 34 reads, Luke 23, verse 34, "Then said Yahweh the Son, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast, and they parted his remnant and cast lots."
You hear what he said? He said, "Forgive them, Father, because they do not know what they're doing." But see, this forgiveness is going to come out because he's going to send a watchers, warners. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." He said, "Forgive them." So now, but then after he told him forgive him, he was on the rehearsing the righteous act, because Jeremiah, he made a profound statement somewhere in his book there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what he says behind that. He said, "Forgive them because they know not," because something they didn't do when he sent out for something. Let's see what he did. Let's see why he said, "Forgive them for what they know not what they're doing." Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 16. And we'll pick up verse 13 down to verse 21. Let's see what he's talking about. "Forgive them because he woke the seers up early to bring you this message." Let's see what was said in Jeremiah chapter 16, 13 through 21. Brother Yahdai Israel, deliver.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse number 13 through 21 reads, Jeremiah 16, verse 13, "Therefore I will cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers. And there shall you serve other Yahweh day and night, where I will not show you favor." Verse 14, Therefore, behold, the days come, save Yahuwah. There shall no more be said, Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the family of Israel out of the land of Mizraim. Polluted word Egypt, house of bondage. Verse 15. But Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the family of Israel from the land of the north, from all the lands where they had driven them. Now I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Verse 16. I will send for many fishes, save Yahuwah, and they shall fish them. And after, I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. Verse 17. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face. Neither their transgressions hid from mine eyes. Verse 18. And first I will recompense their transgressions and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. Verse 19. O Yahuwah, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction. The nation shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Verse 20. Shall a man or woman make Yahuwah unto themselves, and they are no Yahuwah. Verse 21. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. He said the nation's gonna know all that. So so Ezra around 456, somewhere in there around about 456 before he was taken up. Now he was shown something in 456, around about 456 BC. Now, he says, forgive them for what they know not. And he said, I'm going to send what it takes for them to work with. They will be prepared. But then all of a sudden he told Ezra something in around about 456 B.C. in the 11th chapter of 2nd Ezra. He said something, Brother Yahya Israel. He made a profound statement to Ezra, E-Z-R-A man. But this is coming out of the Apocrypha, the one that was removed from you in 1885. In the 11th chapter, verse 36 to 46, he told Ezra something, and right now Ezra is laying back, peeping. Let's see what was told to Ezra in 2nd Ezra 11, 36 to 46. Come on.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 11. Verse number 36 through 46 reads, 2nd Ezra 11, verse number 36. Then I heard a voice which said unto me, look before thee, and consider the thing that thou seest. Verse 37. And I beheld, and lo, as it were a roaring lion chased out of the wood. And I saw that he sent out a man's voice unto the eagle, and said, verse 38. Hear you, I will talk with you. And I shall say unto you, verse 39, are not thou it that remaineth of the four beasts whom I made to reign in my world, that the end of their times might come through them? Verse number 40, and the fourth came and overcame all the beasts that were past, and had power over the world with great fearfulness, and over the whole compass of the earth with much wicked oppression. And so long time dealt he upon the earth with deceit. Verse 41. For the earth has thou not judged with truth. Verse 42. For thou hast afflicted the meek. You hast hurt the peaceable. You hast loved liars and destroyed the dwellings of them that brought forth fruit. And hast cast down the walls of such as did you no harm. Verse 43. Therefore, if thy wrongful dealings come up unto the Most High, and thy pride unto the mighty Yahuwah. Verse 44. The Most High also hath looked upon the proud times, and behold, they are ended, and his abominations are fulfilled. Verse 45. And therefore appear no more, you eagle, nor you horrible wings, nor you wicked feathers, nor you malicious heads, nor you hurtful claws, nor all your vain body. Verse 36, that on earth may be refreshed, and might may return, being delivered from your violence, and that she may hope for the judgment and mercy of him that made them.
Mm-hmm. What did verse 4 say again?
Verse number 44?
Yeah, what did,
verse number 44. The Most High also have looked upon the proud time. And behold, they are ended, and his abomination are fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. So he said he don't think your time and it have been fulfilled in Ezra days. You know, you remember in Daniel days, he rolled against the wall and told Nebuchadnezzar, the big Cushite's son, that your time is over. It is finished. So this man got a way of telling you when something is over with, it's finished. But he said, you eagle, the fourth kingdom. He said the fourth kingdom is over with. That what he say. So you let you know it's not going to be a fifth kingdom ruling. The fourth you going to go is the fourth kingdom. So the fourth kingdom is going to end up in this thing, so it's no another power that's going to rule. So let's run over to Ezekiel 39 there, Brother Yahya Israel. So let's see, can we throw a tie this in through the seers when they talks about this thing. In 39, pick up verse 1, and we're gonna analyze something. Let's take it on down to verse number 10. Let's look at 39, 1 through 10. You on the clock, come on. 39, 1 through 10. Let's see if we analyze this right here, because the fourth kingdom have to be in prophecy on some things that they going to do now, but it's already prophesied on them doing it before they even did it. 39 chapter of Ezekiel, 1 through 10 says what?
Book of Ezekiel. Chapter 39, verse number 1 through 10 reads, Ezekiel 39, verse number 1, therefore thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Verse 2, now return thee back, and leave but the sixth part of you. Now we call you to come up from the north part, and will bring you upon the mountains of Israel. Verse number 3, and I will smite your bow out of your left hand, and will cause your arrow to fall out of your right hand. Verse number 4, you shall fall upon the mountain of Israel, you and all your band, and the people that is with you. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field, to be devoured. Verse number 5. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, save Yahweh. Verse number 6. And I will send a fire on Achaz, and on them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse number 7. So will I make my righteous name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my righteous name anymore. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel. Verse number 8. Behold, it comes, and it is done, saith Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken. Verse 9. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire, burn the weapons, both the shield and the bucklers, and the bows and the arrows, and the hands to have, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. Verse number 10. So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them. Save Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So you remember in the book of Exodus, they talked about they spoiled the sins of Ham, you know, why they put them years they put back. So all that was rehearsing for the big one. Now back up to the 38th chapter and look at verse 1. And we want to pick it up around by verse 6. And we're going to take it right down to verse number 12. Let's look at something here. Let's make sure we're clear about what he's saying. In the 38th chapter, verse 1, 6 through 12, Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see what's going on here. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse number 1, 6 through 12 reads, Ezekiel 38, verse number 1, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse number 6, Gomer and all his band, the family of Togarmah of the north quarter, and all his bands and many people with you. Verse 7, be thou prepared and prepare for yourself, you and all your company that are assembled unto you, and be thou a guard unto them. Verse number 8, after many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many peoples against the mountains of Israel, which have been always wasted, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Verse 9, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. You shall be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your bands and many peoples with you. Verse number 10, thus saith Yahuwah, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into your mind, and you shall think an evil thought. Verse 11, and you shall say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates. Verse number 12, to take a and take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land.
Mm-hmm. What did 10 and 8 say again? Verse 10 and 8, what did it say again?
Ezekiel 38, verse number 10 and 8. Verse 10, thus saith Yahuwah, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into your mind, and you shall think an evil thought. Verse number 8, after many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many peoples against the mountains of Israel, which have been always wasted, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them.
He said the mountains of Israel have always been wasted. See, he said always, ain't he? Said, when you come back after they dwell safely to a place where always have been wasted. So in 1948, didn't that happen for the people of the book? That happened propaganda of the children of Esau and his five sons, because the land have always been waste, and it's going to remain waste until the lamb go to the wilderness, and that's when the change is going to come. So now, so be very careful. Now we're going back to the second book of Ezra, Ezra, man out of the apocryphal, same guy. Let's see what he says in the 12th chapter, because he started telling Ezra, because Ezra have to be taken away and put in position to, with the other two, to read back and watch this thing unfold. So in second book of Ezra, chapter 12, verse 31 through 38 says what? See, we want to make sure we can clock everything and understand exactly what's going on without going to that one-eyed Satan called a television set. Let's see what he says in 2nd book of Ezra 12, 31 through 38, Brother Yahdai Israel, come out.
The book of Second Esdras, chapter 12, verse number 31 through 38 reading. Second Esdras 12, verse number 31. And the lion, whom thou sawest rising up out of the wood, and roaring and speaking to the eagle, and rebuking her for her unrighteousness, Torah breaking, with all the words which thou hast heard. Verse 32. This is the anointed, which the highest have kept for them and for their wickedness. And unto the end, he shall reprove them and shall upbraid them with their cruelty. Verse 33. We shall set them before him alive in judgment, and shall rebuke them and correct them. Verse 34. For the rest of my people shall he deliver with mercy, though they have been preserved upon my borders, and he shall make them joyful unto the coming of the day of judgment. Well, I have spoken at the deep from the beginning. Verse 35. This is the dream that thou sawest, and these are their interpretations. Verse 36. Thou only has been met to know this secret of the Most High Yahuwah. Verse 37. Therefore write all these things that thou hast seen in a book and hide them. Verse 38. And teach them to the wise of the people, whose mind you knowest may comprehend and keep these secrets.
Mm-hmm. You see, he said, make sure the one you show this to is the one that's wise enough to receive it. So, you know, a lot of brothers can't receive, you know, even we go to 24 verse 15. See, a lot of them and Matthews can't receive Matthews 24 verse 15. Let's see what Matthews 24 verse 15 said. He said, make sure the wise hear this, because the wise going to see this. They're going to see 24:15. What it say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse number 15 reads, Matthew 24, verse 15. We therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the seer stand in the righteous place. Whosoever readeth, let them understand.
So, he said, if you can see this, see, we have to be able to see what is written over here by the seal called Zechariah. See, he says, the one that's going to see, they're going to see something. And remember one thing, we're going to Zechariah, and we're going to see, can we see something? Zechariah chapter 4, he said, those who can see this, so they're gonna be waiting on this. That's if they can see this. Zechariah 4:6-10, come on.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse number 6-10 reads. Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 6-10. Verse number 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahuwah unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Most High Yahuwah of hosts. Verse number 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Behold, Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shouting, crying mercy, mercy unto it. Verse number 8. Yahuwah came with him saying, verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, this temple. His hands shall also finish it. He shall know that Yahuwah of hosts has sent me unto you. Verse number 10, who have despised the day of small things, but they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of Yahuwah, which run to and fro through the whole earth.
Mm-hmm. So he said, told Zechariah, look, Zechariah, we know a lot of people's going to have a lot of money, and they're going to make a lot of claims. But he said, where I'm coming back to is that is the place that you lay the foundation and your hand going to put in the toilets, the bathrooms, right there, the plumbing work, see that? So what Yahweh said he's coming back to is the place where Zechariah going to do the toilets, the bathroom, the plumbing, His hand going to do it. So we back up to the third chapter, and we'll look what he says in verse, we'll make it Zechariah chapter 2. He's going to tell you something, 2 verse 7 and verse 10. Let's see what he tells you in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 10. Let's see what he say. Come on.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse number 7 and verse number 10 read. Zechariah 2, verse number 7. Deliver yourself, O Yagda, that dwelleth with the daughters of Babylon. Verse number 10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Yagda, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of you, save Yahweh.
So he's telling the daughters of the city of David, Yagda, Judah. He said, well, I'm coming to, and I'm going to rejoice in the city of Yagda, Judah, with the polluted word called Zion. So he let you know where he coming to. So he let you know, that's why you have to see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel. See, you say you got to see this because Ezra was taken up, but he was reading Daniel's writing. And Ezra, before, he said something around about 456. What did he say in 2 Ezra 12:26? He made a profound statement about somebody in 2 Ezra around about 456 B.C., you know, less than 100 years after Daniel had said, what did Daniel say? Around about 500 and something. What did Daniel say in 8:11-13? What did Daniel say? Let's see what Daniel said first. Daniel chapter 8, verse 11 through 13. Let's see what he said.
The book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse number 11 through 13 reads. Daniel chapter 8, verse number 11. Yea, magnify to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of this sanctuary was cast down. Verse number 12. And a oath was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and he cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Verse number 13. Then I heard one saint Israelite speaking, and another saint Israelite said unto that certain Israelite saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?
Mm-hmm. Now, so Daniel's talking around about 500-something. So Daniel's talking about 500-something about this, somebody going to stop the David's sacrifice and placed the abomination of desolation. Daniel talking around about 500-something. So now the key to him, he always used two witnesses to let you know when it's him talking. He won't leave you out there. He'll leave a second witness with you. So Daniel was talking around about 500-something B.C. about they're going to place the abomination make it desert, they're going to place him. Mm-hmm. But in 2 Ezra, let's look right at verse 19 through 26. Let's look at 2 Ezra chapter 12. Let's look at 19 through 26. Let's see, can we analyze some of this? Now, let's see what is said and how it's said. In 2 Ezra, chapter 12, verse 19 through 26, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 12, verse number 19 through 26 reads, 2 Ezra 12, verse number 19, and where thou sawest the eight small, and where thou sawest the eight small on the feathers, sticking to her wings. This is the interpretation. Verse 20. That in him there shall arise eight kings, whose time shall be but small, and their years swift. Verse 21. And two of them shall perish, the middle time approaching. Four shall be kept until their end begin to approach, but two shall be kept until the end. Verse 22. And where thou sawest three heads resting, this is the interpretation. Verse 23. In his last days shall the Most High raise up three kingdoms and renew many things therein, and they shall have the dominion of the earth. Verse 24. And of those that dwell therein with much oppression, above all those that were before them, therefore are they called the heads of the eagle. Verse 25. For these are they that shall accomplish his wickedness, and that shall finish his last end. Verse 26. And where thou sawest that the great head appeared no more, it signified that one of them shall die upon his bed, and yet with pain.
He said one of them must die in pain and agony. He said one of them, he said, now this is going to be the king. He said somebody that's going to be a king, he's going to die in agony. That means I'm not going to let him just do what he did and just die out. Although he got a big death coming once Tartarus get his hand on him. But Yahweh have a way to letting you know when you do things to his saints, he have a way to letting you know that is a big price to pay. So he said, now one of them going to die in agony. One going to be in bad shape that he's going to die. And the one he's talking about, let's look at 154 of Maccabees. Let's look at 154 and see what one you're talking about. 154 First Maccabees. What one are you talking about? Before you read one, back up and let's make it sound good. Pick up a verse 7 through 10. Then we'll skip down to whatever we did say. Let's go to Maccabees chapter 1, verse 7 through 10 and get warmed up. Then we'll go there because he's going to tie himself in. 1, 7 through 10, then skip down to 54 because it's going to make a lot of more sense. Thus says the Spirit of Yahweh. Let's see what he said. Come on.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 7 through 10, and verse number 54. 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 7. So Alexander reigned 12 years and then died. Verse number 8. And the seven bear rule everyone in his place. Verse number 9. And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves, so that their sons after them many years and evils were multiplied in the earth. Verse number 10. And there came out of them a wicked ruler, Antiochus, surnamed Epiphanes, son of Antiochus the king, who had been a hostage at Rome. He reigned in the 137th year of the kingdom of the five sons of Esau. Verse number 54. Now the 15th day of the month, December, Shazlu, in the 145th year, they set up the abomination of desolation upon the altar and built idols, altars throughout the cities of Yahdai on every side.
And I'm going to say it again in 15:24 Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 15:24.
Yes, sir. 24:15. Yeah, what did 24:15 say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the seer, stand in the righteous place. Whosoever readeth, let them understand.
Well, he said you got to see it. You know, like a case in point, in St. John chapter 5, 45 through 47, he said you got to see it. Like here go a case in point. See, you got to, in St. John chapter 5, he said you got to see this. In St. John chapter 5 there, Brother Yahda Israel, let's see what's said in verse 46 and 47. He said, you got to see it. Let's see what he said.
The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 46 and verse 47 reads, St. John 5, verse 46, but had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote on me. Verse 47, but if you believe not his writing, believe my words.
You say, oh, well, you got to see and you got to believe it. He says, Yahweh the Son says, verse 39. Can he make a little more plain? What did he say in 39?
Verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
So you go be able to see it. You know, a lot of people, they can't find him. Let's go to Genesis 1:1. He said you're going to be able to see it. Genesis 1:1. He said you can find me, and my name is Yahweh the Son, and Moses writing, so you got to see it. Let's see if we see it in Genesis 1, verse 1, meaning you got to see it. 1:1 says what?
The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning, Yahweh the Son created the heaven and the earth.
You see, the man just said, he said, you got to see it. You got to see it. So we going, you got to see it spoken by Daniel. So you got to see it. And then he said something over here in Luke. And then what he said in Luke, he said something in Luke 24. He made a profound statement there, Brother Yahshua Israel. About you got to see it. You know, it's no need of wrestling with you until you can see 24:44. He said you got to see 24:44 of Luke. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 44 reads, Luke 24:44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the Torah instructions of Moses, and in the seers, and in the Psalms, concerning me.
He said, you got to see it. Okay, let's see, can we see it? 2 Maccabees chapter 9, 1 through 29. He said, you got to see Matthew 24:15. You got to see it. You just can't say, oh, yeah, I see it. You got to see when Moses picked his pen up, he was writing about Yahweh the Son in Genesis 1:1. Well, I don't see it. I know. Well, you have to see it because he told you that if you don't have this right, you ain't going to get in. Huh? So let's see, can we see this? 2 Maccabees, chapter 9, 1 through 29. Let's see what he says in 2 Maccabees. Chapter 9, 1 through 29. He said, you're supposed to see this. See what? Come on.
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 9, verse number 1 through 29 reads, 2 Maccabees 9, verse number 1. About that time came Antiochus with his son out of the country of Persia, Verse 2. We had entered the city called Persepolis and went about to rob the temple and to hold the city, whereupon the multitudes running to defend themselves with their weapons put them to flight. And so it happened that Antioch had been put to flight of the inhabitants, returned with shame. Verse number 3. Now when he came to Ecbatan, news was brought him what had happened unto Nicanor and Timotheus. Verse number 4. Then swelling with anger, he thought to avenge upon Yagda Judah the disgrace done unto him by those that made him flee. Therefore commanded he his chariot man to drive without ceasing, and to dispatch the journey. The judgment of Yahweh now following them. We have divided it this sort, that he would come to the city of David, Yagdah, and make it a common burying place of Yagdah, Judah. Verse number 5. But Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, smote him with an incurable and invisible plague. For as soon as he had spoken these words, a pain of the boil that was remediless came upon him, and sore torments of the inner parts. Verse number 6. That most justly he had tormented men's bowels with many and strange torments. Verse number 7. Howbeit he nothing at all ceased from his bragging, but still was filled with pride, breathing out fire in his rage against Yagdah, Judah, and commanded to haste the journey. But it came to pass that he fell down from his chariot, carried violently, so that having a sore fall, all the members of his body were much pained. Thus he had a little of forethought he might command the waves of the sea. So proud was he beyond the condition of man, and weighed the high mountains in a balance, was not cast on the ground of the balance, was now cast on the ground, and carried in a horse litter, showing forth unto all the manifest power of Yahweh. Verse number 9. So that the worms rose up out of the body of this wicked man, and while he lived in sorrow and pain, fell away, and the filthiness of his smell was noisome to all his army. Verse number 10. And the man that thought a little for he could reach to the stars of heaven, no man could endure to carry for his intolerable stink. Verse number 11. Here therefore being plagued, he began to leave off his great pride and to come to the knowledge of himself by the scourge of Yahweh, his pain increasing every moment. Verse number 12. And when he himself could not abide his own smell, he said these words: it is meant to be subject unto Yahweh, and that a man that is mortal should not proudly think of himself as if he were Yahweh. Verse number 13. This wicked person vowed also unto Yahweh, who now no more will have mercy upon him, saying, thus, verse 14, that the righteous city to the which he was going in haste to lay it even with the ground, to make it a common burying place, he was set at liberty. Verse 15, and as touched Yagdah, Judah, we had judged not worthy so much as to be buried, but to be cast out with their children, to be devoured of the fowls and wild beasts. He would make them all equal to the citizens of the five sons of Esau. Verse number 16. And the righteous temple, which before he had spoiled, he would garnish with goodly gifts, and restore all the righteous vessels with many more, and out of his own revenue defray the charges belonging to the sanctuary, belonging to the sacrifice. Verse number 17. Yea, and that also he would become Yagdah himself, and go through all the world that was inhabited, and declare the power of Yahweh. Verse number 18. For all this his pains would not cease, for the just judgment of Yahuwah was come upon him, that for the spirit of his health he wrote unto Yahdav the letter, underwritten, containing the form of a supplication after this manner. Verse 19, Antiochus, king and governor, to the good Yahdav, his citizen, wishes much joy, health, and prosperity. Verse 20, if you and your children fare well and your affairs be to your contentment, I give very great thanks to Yahweh, to my hope in heaven. Verse 21, as for me, I was weak, or else I would have remembered kindly your honor and your goodwill. Returning out of Persia and being taken with a grievous disease, I thought it necessary to care for the common safety of all. Verse 22, not distrusting my health, but having great hope to escape this sickness. Verse 23, but consider that even my father, at what time he led an army into the high country, appointed a successor. Verse 24, to the end that if anything fell out contrary to expectation, or if any tidings were brought that were grievous, they of the land knowing to whom the sick left might not be troubled. Verse 25, again, considering how that the princes that are borderers and neighbors unto my kingdom wait for opportunity and expect what shall be the event, I have appointed my son Antiochus king, whom I often committed and commended unto many of you, when I went up into the high provinces, to whom I have written as follows. Verse 26, therefore I pray and request you to remember the benefits that I have done unto you generally and in special, and that every man will be still faithful to me and my son. Verse 27, for I am persuaded that he, understanding my mind, will favorably and graciously yield to your desire. Verse 28, thus the murderer and blasphemer, having suffered much most grievously, as he entreated other men, so died he a miserable death in a strange country, in the mountains. Verse 29, Philip, that was brought up with him, carried away his body, who also feared the son of Antiochus, went into Mizraim, polluted word Egypt, house of bondage, to Ptolemy, Philip Mater.
So you see that Yahweh have a way to have you to remember. See, all you have to do is read about the big Cushite. You know, yeah, they would start calling on Yahweh better than Daniel at one time. See, a lot of times, by we not searching this book out, that's why we would never have the knowledge to understand that you go, Mr. Abomination of Desolation right here. And he wrote a nice confession letter. You know, so as he was getting ready to, you know, leave and depart to the ground, he wrote a powerful letter. See that? So there goes your abomination of desolation right there. And he started talking pretty good, but it was too late. Yahweh done him some damage. Verse 9 again.
The book of 2nd Ezra. The book of 2nd Maccabees. Chapter 9. Verse number 9 reads, 2 Maccabees 9, verse 9, so that the worm rose up out of the body of this wicked man, and while he lived in sorrow and pain, his flesh fell away, and the filthiness of his cell was noisome to all his army.
This is a bad man here. You know, why y'all don't get this man right? Verse 5.
Number 5. But Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, smote him with an incurable and invisible plague. For as soon as he had spoken these words, a pain of the bowels that was remediless came upon him, and sore torment of the inner parts.
Now, show you this Bible is supernatural. This Bible is the greatest piece of literature it is. Let's go to 2nd Ezra, and we'll get a closing statement on your brother, Yahdai Israel. Look right down at 2nd Ezra, chapter 12, verse 26. Listen real good, 2nd Ezra, chapter 12, verse 26. Listen real good, and you tell me, you don't want to believe this Bible? Here's 300 years in advance. Listen.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 12, verse 26 reads, "And whereas thou sawest that the great head appeared no more, it signified that one of them shall die upon his bed, and yet with pain."
Ain't that something? Die with agony pain. And now we just got to read it. Now here's a seer telling you 300 years in advance, and now you know it, and that's why it tells you so plain. But if you don't have this information, and if you don't recognize the lead tribe, you're going to stumble at the stone. Close the statement after you read 24:15 of Matthew. Now, is it plain to you now? Matthew 24, verse 15.
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse number 15. "For you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the seer, stand in the righteous place. Whosoever readeth, let them understand."
Ain't that something? Shame. Shame on you that once you get the truth, you don't make adjustment because you're hearing the truth. Told by two seers. One is right there in paradise as we speak. And you don't want to come to your congregation and just come clean. You tell them they better run when they see the abomination of desolation like it ain't happened already. Listen, that story is old. Remember, it's no story after 96 A.D. told by the minister spirit in 1:17-19 and 4:1. All now we're doing now is rehearsing the righteous act. The story has been told by everybody. You just got to watch the players unfold themselves. Brother Yahdai Israel, excellent on your part. Closing statement, you're on the clock. Excellent, come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Look the way rode out here, Israel of Sea Royal. To the four quarters of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Let me tell you something, Steve Royal. So we come before you humble to tell you what this man's saying. That it's not going to be the one lead tribe. It's going to be 4,444 come from one lead tribe. And you got to remember what you read about this king. He was puffed up in spirit. And then on his dying bed, he wrote that letter. Don't let it happen to you on your dying bed that you do not recognize the sign of the time. When you see it spoken by Daniel, that means when you see it in that head of yours, Antioch Epiphanes, he played out to the letter. Evil multiplied, and you just got to read. He said himself, "I was an evil man." But now he's a man that he said Yahweh had him stank so bad that his troops couldn't come near him. You see that? The questions and comments attain. Then we say a nice lesson. Third day of this 8-day feast. We still want to get it all in, but like I said again, we got to follow his lead. We got three lines that you can reach us on. We got an international line, 773-498-4730. That is the international line. And if you want to both two lines, 815-908-1630 and 872-806-0409. That's three lines you reach that see right here. Remember one thing. Big piece of land, school, banquet hall. Should have been by now. Look at this room. flashing, just flashing at me. 4, 6, 9, 8, 5. 46,985 live online class. Let me tell you what the man says in his book, in the record book. He says, if you got in 27 verse 30 and 31, he said, 10% of whatever you get your hand on belongs to him and his ministry. That's what he said. Meaning, if you got a $10 bill, you take the $10 bill and say, okay, I got a 10, I got to take one out, sit to the side for the ministry. I keep the 9 unless I want to put a free will offering with that. It's up to you. You take one out, which is required of Yahuwah. Sit that to the side. Get that where you get your blessing. Because everything the man's saying, he don't respond when you respond. If you don't respond, he ain't going to respond. That's the man trying to tell you. So, we got a PayPal account ready to go, and keep this in your mind. You go to PayPal, and you can fill in the boxes or what they tell you to do. Fill it up. Then second step, you hit the send to friends and family button, part 2. Then part 3, you type in voicesof@gmail.com in the text field box, hit next. And you can send your tithes, free will offering, donation today to this ministry. What is for? Big piece of land. A school that got 12 doors to it. Why 12 doors? 12 tribes of Israel. And a place to celebrate the feasts of Yahuwah until he returns. Because he only come back to the place where his name is at. And his name carries 4 letters. YHWH. That's it, see right here. So get in where you've been in at. Do what the man tell you to do it. I'm trying to tell you. You see, remember, he just told you about in the 24th chapter, verse 15. See, you waiting on something to happen, it already happened. He already wrote the letter. The letter is a historical document of the letter right now. Probably go in there and read the letter. We wrote the same letter. You know, he confessed by being low down, how he tore the temple up and everything. He said it. He said, I'm the wicked one that did it. Enough said, going back to the network. So remember one thing, we're going to look for Brother Josiah Israel, Camp 2. Let me tell you something. Step to the place, see, Ray. It's up to you. Do what the Bible says, because he told you everywhere that everything that's been declared is going to come to pass. When you meet your brother, when you meet your sister, what a loud voice you say, Camp 2. Brother Josiah Israel. Yahuwah be with you, C. Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, C.O. Israel. A seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, that Brother Josiah. So, we clear that he made a profound statement. He said, this thing going to come out of the north country. He said, now what you watch for is the north country. That's what you watch for. So, you know, so let's take me peep and see. What are we supposed to look for? But don't run to the television set, peep it. No, you got to peep in the Bible. Let's see, can we look out there in the Bible and see what kind of clues can we pick up? And we're gonna look at picking up clues from Revelation chapter 6, verse 17, back down to verse 1. We're going to bag into this, Brother Josiah. We go on to the 6th chapter and look at verse 17. And we're going to bag all the way, keep running all the way through. We're going to bag up and peep at something. Because it's something very important, us bagging up it. Because, see, sometimes you lose something, you say, retrace your step. Bag back the way you came. So we're going to just bag back. We go on to the 6th chapter of Revelation, particularly verse 17, 16, 15, all the way down to verse 1. Let's bag up. Let's see, what can we spot along the way? You on the clock, Brother Josiah, Camp 2. Come on.
Revelation, the 6th chapter, 17, back to 1. Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? 16. And say to the mountain and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sat on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Verse 15. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, every bondman, every free man, hid themselves in dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Verse 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Verse 13. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Verse 12. And I looked when he had opened the sixth seal, and look, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Verse 11. And white robes were given to every one of them, and it was said to them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brothers that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Yahuwah, righteous and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that stay on the earth? Verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar of souls of them that were slain for the word of Yahuwah and for the testimony which they held. Verse 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. Verse 7. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, you heard not the oil or and the wine. Verse 5. And when they had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I looked, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Verse 3. And when I heard I had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. Verse 2. And I saw, and look, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. Verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts say, come and see.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we track that back, we see that six seals, six whatever was given to these men, but was no sign of Yahuwah the Son. So now we, by backtracking, we find out that he in this sixth chapter, he said somebody was going to be doing something real good. And he said it in verse number 4 and 8. Listen what he says in 4 verse 8. So we back and find out that it's going to be, but Yahuwah the Son going to send his ministering spirits down there, and you see what they did, and he was sitting there. He was looking at this thing. Matter of fact, in the ninth chapter, I just want to know, how long was he just looking at this thing? So he was peeping at something. I'm coming right back there again. But I want to know, how long was he just looking at this thing? 9 verse 5. I need to make sure we time everything. Now, you see, the ministering spirits was doing their thing in grand style. What was he doing in 9 verse 5 of Revelation?
Revelations, the ninth chapter, verse 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
Right there. 5 months. So for 5 months, Yahweh the Son is going to be just watching his mental spirit do. Because remember, he told you all he needs an hour. Now, I can see why he needs an hour. Because everything going to be taken care of. So now, we're going back to that sixth chapter. And now we'll look at verse 4 and 8. Because he's talking about something here. And I wonder, can we connect the dots? Revelation chapter 6, verse 4 and 8. Come on.
Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 4 and verse 8. Revelation 6, 4. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given him that set their arm to take peace from the earth. And that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Verse 8. And I looked. And look, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death and Hell followed with him. And power was given to them over the four part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth.
He said the one that had all this power, he was pale red. That's the way he had all this power, pale red. He was pale red that had all this power, and he was working it out with his sword, and he was to take peace from the earth and over four part of the earth. He was willing this sword, but he was pale red, and his army, let's see what he got in Nahum about his army. He was pale red, the one that was issuing out this punishment. And Nahum 2 verse 3, let's see what this pale red is it talking about. Literally horses? Or let's see what he's talking about in Nahum 2 verse 3.
Nahum chapter 2 verse 3. The shield of his mighty men is made red.
Wait
the valiant.
Wait a minute. Hold on right there. Right there, Brother Joseph. We want to hear that again. Take a time and really be clear about these mighty men. He said it was pale red in end time prophecy. So now the end time prophecy says there was pale horses and all that. But then Nahum the seer really kind of just let you know exactly what's on the clock. And we're going to look at it real good, real carefully, what to look for. Because when the whooping starts, you know exactly where it's coming from. We read on in 38 and 39 chapter of Ezekiel, Now they're going to tell you what to look for, actually look for it, and all you do, go in history and find out what army that is called today, then, they call the Red Army. All you got to do right now is go on your computer. Oh, look at WCC say. They put on the computer already. You know, maybe one, you know, I know there's 1,000 million of you. Now, who going to break rank? I don't know. Now, you just put on the stream exactly who it is. That's a good thing. So they got it already that they the name of their army, all you do is go on your computer. Thank you there, WCC. And you put in what army is called the Red Army. Look what it says here. Nahum 2 verse 3 says what?
Nahum chapter 2 verse 3. The shield of...
means this water.
Could give me the water.
That I thirst not.
Yes.
Neither come hither to draw.
Go ahead.
That's right.
16.
Yeah.
Yahweh the
Son
said unto her.
And Yahweh the Son said unto her.
Go, call your husband.
Don't call thy husband.
That's right.
And come here.
And come back.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say?
17.
Yeah, what'd she say?
The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
The woman said, I ain't got no husband.
Yahweh the Son said unto her.
What?
Thou hast well said.
What?
I have no husband.
You ain't got no business. You're well said. Your folk are real fast. What did Yahweh say after that?
Okay.
Let me read the verse.
Okay, verse 18. For thou hast had five husbands.
He said, no, you don't have five husbands. Come on, you ain't got no husbands. He said, woman, you don't have five husbands. Go ahead and read.
And he whom thou now hast.
And the guy that does over the high out of the tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Is not your
So Yahweh got no problem doing what when you're out over your life. Correcting you.
Yes.
But he didn't correct the guy that said, I ain't never been in bondage to nobody. Mm-hmm. So why didn't he correct him? Because he was telling the truth. He was telling the truth. We ain't never been in bondage to nobody.
That's right. We ain't
been. So that could not have been Israel. Because
yes.
Israel just came out of bondage.
That's
right.
He didn't want to let them out of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
How you can tell anybody you've never been in bondage, I'm the one to let you out with a strong hand. You know, I got to whoop you behind that saying that. How could you say that? How could Israel say they never been in bondage? Then he said that we cried to Yahweh and he heard us and he made his move.
Yeah.
So how else now they got amnesia about being in bondage? Unless they was never in bondage.
Bye. All right, we live. Yahuwah's Radio. We live, and right now we're going to just let you know that Seer Israel C. Roy probably been held up by the big bigotaries once again. Probably cut his mic off as we had the ball game rolling. But we're going to keep the ball game rolling anyway, as we got Mother E. I say, Yahuwah bless you there. Be back on. Like I said, we got the big bigotarians. You know, they are WCC and all those who be part of WCC. You know, they're going to do what they do, but we'll keep doing what we do. You know, we'll keep the ball game rolling. And I want to say, Yahuwah bless you there, Mother E. Mother E. Israel, tribe of Yada Judah. And Yahuwah bless you there, Mother E. Mother E. How you there, Mother E? Mother E. Israel, C. Roy. Yahuwah bless you there, Mother E. All right, seem like we got some, seem like we got a little interference going on. So we'll see how we can fix that right now. But, let's try it again. Mother E.
Of the true Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Working as an intern with
yes.
Will Smith,
yes.
You say to them,
yeah.
Look, I have to have the Sabbath
yes.
off,
yes.
Which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week.
Yeah.
Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job
yeah.
with Will Smith
yes.
and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
All right. We back at it once again. We live at Yahweh's Radio. This is Brother Micaiah Israel of Seed Royal. We got the big dignitaries once again.
Live, Yahweh's Radio. Live, Yahweh.
Okay, we got a few interference going on right now once again. But like we say, we're going to keep the ball game rolling. We know how to power that beat that's over these radio stations and how they interfere with things. So, like I said, we'll keep the ball game rolling. We're going to try to see his mother, Eve. On the line, Mother E. Israel, tribe of Yada Judah. We say Yahweh bless you there, Mother E.
Yahweh be with you, Brother Micaiah of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow. All right, Mother, we're going to just lay a few things down so we can get to see it back on. You know what I'm saying? If not, hey, we're going to keep the ball game rolling anyway, Mother. So I know Mother Z around. She probably ready to roll, too. So she around. I say, Mother Z, Yahweh, I bless you, too, Mother Z.
Well, he ain't right here right just this minute, Brother Makai.
Okay, well, hallelujah, it's me and you, Mother E, and we got Serious Red Rap Shotgun in the background. You know, so we'll kick it off with some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mother E, Israel, to see you. You up?
Okay. The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Okay, this is you. Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Give me 1 minute. I could just read it. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
You know what? We at BOTTY, Mother E, you know, we believe that the righteous spirit teach you in the very same hour what you ought to say. And if you don't mind flipping those pages over there to Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, and let's see how the ball game go roll as we see what else the righteous spirit would do in appointed times.
Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
And we believe that, you know, no matter what position we in, you know, we're going to be delivered up. And in that very same hour, we don't have to take no thought. We just know Yahweh is going to give it to us, what we should be speaking at that very same hour. We know it's going to be done by that righteous spirit, according to Luke chapter 12, verse 12, right? Okay.
Right.
So let's see how we are. We can turn little tables here. And let's see. Let's go swing on over to the book of Job.
Job?
Yes, ma'am. The book of Job, Issachar's boy. Job chapter 22. We're going to pick it up at verse 23, 24, 25, down to 26.
From the folks to 26.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of Job, chapter 22. Not Job. 22. The book of Job, chapter 22, verses 23 to 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23 reads, "If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away sin far from thy tabernacle temple. 24. Then shalt thou lay up gold and dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stone."
Stones of the brooks.
Then shall thus lay up gold and dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Verse 25. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Verse 26. But then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto Yahweh. Verse 27.
Okay. 26, 5, right there. So Yahweh just let us know in the book of Job, Issachar's boy, verse 23. Read verse 23 again, Mother Eve.
Book of Job, chapter 22, verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away sin from thy tabernacle, thy temple.
So Yahweh said, if you turn to the Almighty Yahweh, you should be built up. You should put away sin far from your tabernacle. That's right. But he said, but it was something that he said over there in the book of Judah. We're gonna pick it up in chapter 5. We're gonna read verse 18 down to 21.
Book of Judah.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
he said you return to Yahweh and you should receive. He said you're going to be built up. You know, he said put away sin far from your temple. But we want to find out how this came about. Let's see what the children see. He said you return back to Yahweh. You're going to be built up. But it was something that happened in the book of Judah. If the children of Israel had done this, now they have to make a return back. Let's get a case in point in the book of Judah, chapter 5. We're going to pick up verse 18 down to 21.
The book of Judah, chapter 5, verses 18 to 21. Verse 18. But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles. Very close. And were led captive into a land that was not there. And the temple of their Yahweh was shaved to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemy. Verse 19. But now are they returned to their Yahweh and are come up from the place where they were scattered and have possessed Y'all got Judas where their ancestors still
Okay, so you said where they fathers are.
Okay. Where their fathers still and are seated in the hill of the country, for it was therefore verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahweh, the governor of the governor of there, be in error in the people, and they sin against their Yahweh. Let us consider that this shall be their ruin. And let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahweh now pass by. Let their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, and we become a report before all the world.
Now, read me verse 19 again, Mother. Read me verse 19 again, Mother E.
Okay. Verse 19. Judith chapter 6, verse, Judith chapter 5, verse 19. But now are they returned to their Yahweh and are come up from the place where they were scattered and have possessed Jerusalem. Yahweh Judah, where their sanctuary is and are seated in the hilly country, for it was desolate.
Okay, so he said, right here, he said, but now they return to their Yahweh. See, remember in verse 17, he says, and while they sin, while the children of Israel sin, not before their Yahuwah, they possess, they prosper, because the Yahuwah that hated sin was with them. But in verse 17, he says, but when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles and very sore, and were led captives into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their Yahuwah was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemies. So he's saying that as long as we stand, to Yahuwah, that we're going to lose in every battle and everything that we do. But the thing is, this is what the other nations knew. Other nations knew that if we sin, they know this is something they got up over us. They know if we sin against Yahuwah, then we're going to lose, and they're going to be over us. But what did he say? What did he say in verse 20, Mother E?
Judah chapter 6, verse 20.
Chapter 5.
And that book, my Yahuwah and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahuwah, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them.
And that's what the other nations know. They know that if we sin against our Yahuwah, then they know they're going to overcome us.
Right.
But let's see what happened in verse 21 that we can read. If we don't sin against Yahuwah, what happened?
Judah chapter 5, verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahuwah now pass by. Let their Yahuwah defend them, and their Yahuwah before them, and we become a retort before all the world.
Okay. Now, the other nations know that we don't sin against our Yahuwah, then they know that we're going to, they're going to be, what he say, how he say that, they're going to become a, he said, but if there be no sin in our nation, he say, let my Yahuwah now pass by, at least their Yahuwah defend them. So he know Yahuwah will fight for us if we not standing against Yahuwah. And he said, their Yahuwah be for them. So he know as long as we not standing, he know Yahuwah. The other nations know that the Yahuwah is for us. But he know if we standing, they can call sin in the camp, then they know they can overtake us because they know Yahuwah don't move off sin. It's funny how they know that and everyone else know that, but we don't. But it was something that was said. It's a profound statement because I want to go pull something out that I seen that was stated as we was reading. Now, turn your page. Let's go to Jeremiah. We're going to pick it up at chapter 16. We're going to pick it up at verse 13.
16:13.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to read 16:13. And let's read all the way down to verse. Let's read 16 right now. We're looking for 16 and verse 13.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 13. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your father. And there shall ye serve other false Yahuwahs day and night, where I will not show you favor.
So Yahuwah said, he's going to be the one to cast us out of this land into a land that we know not, that you know not, neither you nor your father. And there should you serve false Yahuwah day and night, where I would not show you favor. So Yahuwah say, he the one that's going to do the casting out and fighting against us, right? But let's get a case of point about that, why I make that statement about he the one. He said it right here that he's going to be the one to cast us out. But swing over to Jeremiah chapter 21 and read verse 4, 5, and 6. Let's see how Yahuwah, but we don't do right by Yahuwah. Let's see what he has to say right there. She's going to let the book do the talking. Yeah, go. Pick that up, Mother E. We're going to see Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 4, 5, and 6.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 4, 5, and 6. Verse 4. Thus said the Yahuwah of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapon of war that are in your hand. Where will you fight against the kings of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which defeat you without the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of this city. Verse 5. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. Verse 6. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pest.
So, Yahuwah said he going to be the one that's going to be doing, he's going to fight against Israel. He say, he's the one that's going to destroy us with an outstretched hand, with a strong arm. So, we don't do right by Yahuwah, keep those, keep Yahuwah's laws, and other nations know that, that they know that it's going to be Yahuwah is going to be the one to destroy us. Not them that's got the power. It's us not doing right by Yahuwah, so it's Yahuwah the one that's doing the fighting against us.
Right.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Let's get a, now keep in mind, he said, now Yahuwah the one is going to fight against us this way with a great wrath, right?
All right.
Now let's pick it up and let's see what this great wrath is. Let me see, can we walk this on now? See what this great wrath is. So let's take a peek over here. We'll swing on over to Isaiah. We're going to pick it up at verse 41, chapter 41, man. We're going to start doing some reading. Chapter 41, and we're going to read verse 8, 9.
I see chapter 41, verses 8, 9, and 10. Verse 8 reads, but thou, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9, by whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahuwah. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
So we got Yahuwah letting us know that Israel is his servant, right? And he just let it be known that he have not cast us away.
Right.
He also said that he said he's going to hold us. You know, he said he's going to destroy us and fight against us. He also said he will hold us. But it's something that let's swing on over to the book of Deuteronomy. Because now we know he's talking to Israel. Israel is his servant. Let's read something here, the book of Deuteronomy. Work with me, Mother Eve. We'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We'll read verse 1. Verse 2, and then we're going to read verse 7 down to 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, or to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your fathers give you. Verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you. Verses 7 to 10. Verse 7. For that nation is there so great.
What nation
is there so great, whom has Yahweh so nigh unto them, as the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is in all things that we call upon him for?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgment so righteous as all this Torah instruction which I set before you this day? Verse 9. Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligent, lest I forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest I depart from that.
So Yahweh gave.
Let's say, depart from your mind all the day of your life, but teach them that your sons and your sons. Verse 10. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Yahweh, your Yahweh, hero, when the Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my word, that they may learn to fear me all the day of their, all the day that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children.
So Yahweh gave us Torah instructions. And he gave it to the children of Israel. And he told us, don't add to it, don't take away nothing from it, right? But he also told us that there's no other nation that's so great, you know, who had Yahweh unto them. You know, he said he gave us all the laws and everything, right? But he said he told us to keep them and teach it to our children and everything. So we was blessed to truly serve us and the children of Israel. We was blessed to receive all these things. So Yahweh said he got great wrath against us. Because look what he gave us, right? He gave us all these good old laws and these Torah instructions. So let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, and let's see what this great wrath is that he gave to this nation that was so great. And the ones he said never cast off. But we'll do the Torah instructions. What happened? What happened to us? Let's go find out about what happens when Yahweh got great wrath, when he got wrath against us. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Let's pick it up right there and let's see about this wrath.
The book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
Yeah, but before you bring that out, Mother E, give me Revelation 6, 7, then give me that Revelation 12, 12.
Revelation 6, 7?
Yes, ma'am. 617. Make that 617. Thank you.
Okay. Revelation chapter 6, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
For the great day of his wrath come, and who shall be able to stand?
Mm-hmm. And let's see what he had to say a little bit more about this wrath in Revelation 12, 12.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 reads, therefore rejoice, you heaven, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and mm-hmm. of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time.
Mm-hmm. So, say the devil's going to be the runner, talking about this wrath that he's going to bring upon us. And let's keep that in mind. But we're going to swing back over to this book of Deuteronomy. Remember, we've got that read in the book of Deuteronomy 4, 1, 2, 7, and 10, right? We know you're talking to the children of Israel. But let's see what we can add a little bit to that, a little bit more. Let's swing over on, because he did make some profound statements up in there, Mother E. Israel. Let's see what he had to say in the book of Acts, chapter 17. We're going to pick it up at verse 26. So let's see who he was talking to.
Acts 17, 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26, read. Acts 17, 26. And have made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the time before upon it, and the boundaries of their habitation.
Mm-hmm. So that's right. All men came from one man. But let's read in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse, we're going to pick it up at verse 8. And we're going to read down until we get our point. Matter of fact, we're going to read, pick it up in Deuteronomy chapter 32. We're going to pick it up at verse number 8. We're going to read verse 9, and let's pick it up at verse 10. Let's see what's going on right there. Yeah, all men did come from one man. But when we read Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, 9, and 10, let's pick it up right there. But he did give us Torah instructions. We know the wrath of Yahweh is upon us. We know Satan coming with his wrath. You know, so we're going to see what he had to say in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. We're going to pick it up verse 8, 9, and 10, because all man did come from one person, my Eve.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 8, 9, and 10. Verse 8. When the Most High divided the nation that inherited, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
So he set this thing up according to the number of the children of Israel. When the Most High, he divided the nation. So when he divided to the nation, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. So this thing is all about us. Let's see what he had to say in verse number 9.
Verse 9. For the Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob is the for Israel is the lot of his inheritance.
So Israel is, let me cut in real quick. So Israel is the lot of his heritage, mother. So Yahweh's portion is his people, and Israel is the lot of his inheritance. I just want to make sure I clarify that, point that out a little bit more so the nationalists can understand that Israel is the lot of his inheritance. So when he said, remember, every nation got their heritage, and he separated everything. But he gave Israel is his inheritance, Yahweh's inheritance. So we know we rolling with Yahweh. So So what if not? But the other nations, he separated them. Let's see. Let me get a case of point here. You see where I can read a little bit something about this separate being separate. Remember, he said he separated everything, mother. So let's go into the book of Leviticus and just hold your spot. We're coming right back to us and put my tongue on it. Yeah, we go read over there to the book of Leviticus.
Okay.
And we're going to read a few verses out of chapter 20. We're going to read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20. Yeah, we want verse number, verse 8. Thank you, Mother. Give me verse 8. Give me verse 24. And give me verse 26. I want you to give me that chapter 1 and the first line of chapter 2. Verse 2. I'm sorry, verse 2. Give me Leviticus chapter 20. Give me verse 1. Give me the first line of verse 2. And give me 6, 8. Give me 8, 24, and 26.
Okay. You want the first line, you want me to read 1, and then the first line and verse 2?
Yeah, so we can know who he's speaking to right here.
Okay. The book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, and 8, 24, and 26. Verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, again thou shalt say to the children of Israel.
Verse 8.
And you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Yahweh which sanctified you. Verse 24 reads, but I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that flows with milk and honey. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which have separated you from the people.
He separated us from what type of people?
Other people.
So they say, okay, so we separate from other people. Verse 26.
Right. Verse 26. And you shall be righteous unto me, for I, Yahweh, am righteous, and have saved you from other people, that you shall be mine.
Yahweh said right here, he said, I have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. He said he done separated. That's another word for separated. That same word is sanctified, another word for separated. He made you know that I separated you from other people, that you shall be mine. So, we don't belong to nobody else but Yahweh. But it was something, Mother E, it's something that comes to my mind as we get the ball game rolling. Let's go to, open up that red book over there. Let's go to Sacrilegious, man. And we're going to go to chapter 6, and we're going to pick it up at verse 54 down to 58.
That is chapter 6, 54 to 58.
Yes, ma'am.
Second is chapter 6, verse 54 to 58. Verse 54. And after thee Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 64. And after thee, Adam also, whom thy lady, Yahweh of all, thy creature, of him, came we all, and the people also whom thou hast told. Verse 65. All this have I spoken before thee, O Yahweh, because thou madest the world.
Let me cut in real quick, Mother Eve. I'm gonna read a scripture. We gonna pull out who Yahweh has chosen. We gonna put a name on that. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna put a name on that. I'm gonna read this scripture out. Turn over to the book of Isaiah. And I'm going to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 44, and I'm going to read verse number 1. Just hold the spot, and I'm going to read this for the national audience so you can know who the people he has chosen. So he says, in the book of Isaiah chapter 44, verse number 1, read, yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. So we know the people that he has chosen is Israel. So we just wanted to make that real clear for the national audience. So we can just put a name on it one good time. He did say the people he have chosen. Mm-hmm. All right. So all right, you back up, Mother Eve.
Okay. Verse 65. All this have I spoken before thee, O Yahweh, because thou madest the world for our sake.
He made the world for whose sake?
Israel, the 12 tribes.
Hallelujah. The people, the 12 tribes of Israel, the people who he had chosen. He made the world for our sake. You know, let me pull something out. Let me pull a rabbit out the head and still say, let's find out a little bit about this world, because he said he made this world for our sake. So what world, and we know he's talking to the Israelites, the 12 tribes, like you said, Mother. But we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 45. I'm going to read verse 17. I'm going to pop that in real quick, Mother Eve. He says in the book of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, he says, but Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. So who world is without end, Mother E?
Israel.
Israel world is without end. So you was right on point. You know, we know he chosen Israel. And we know that he's speaking, and he said he made the world for our sake, and we know the world of Israel is without end. I mean, the Bible goes tell a story, Mother E. You know, so they mean other nations ain't got nothing to do with this. And they name not even written in this. None of the 17 nations when they come to this world without end. And the world is for our sake. Remember, he said he's the battle of the world according to the number of the children of Israel. You know? So, all right, let's pick it back up, Mother Eve.
Okay. Second Ezra chapter.
You just got done reading 55. You're at 56 now,
56.
Man.
56.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 56 reads, as for the other people which also came of Adam, thus have said that they are nothing.
But he said as for the other people, he said they are what?
Nothing.
So that means the people that he created outside of the 12 tribes of Israel, Yahweh, what did that Bible say right there, Mother, that we can read?
They are nothing.
Amen. That's the story right there. Yahweh said, continue to read.
But be like unto spittle. And
that's
have
like me. And what?
Spittle. Yeah, spittle. And has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel.
Hallelujah. Watch it. He said ain't nothing but like spit. It's like unto a bar.
Verse verse 57. And now, O Yahweh, behold, these nations which have ever been recruited as nothing have began to be Yahweh over us and to divide us.
And the only reason why they're able to do that, Mother Eve, because we just got done reading the book of Judith that they know in chapter 5. We just got done reading in Judith chapter 5, verse 18 down to 21, that if we don't keep the laws of the first five books of Yahweh, then they're going to Yahweh over us. You understand? And they're going to devour us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the book will pop, man. This book will speak to you. It pop right on out to you, Mother. What he say in verse 58, though?
The book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 58 reads, "But we, the people, whom thus have called, have firstborn, but they only begotten, and the free will, love, seaward love, are given into their hand."
Mm-hmm.
Seaward love are given into their hand.
So he said, "But we, your people, whom you have called your firstborn, your only begotten, and your fervent lover, are given into their hands." He said, "We giving it to the hands of these 17 nations." But let's see what else he has to say. Read verse 59.
Verse 59. Read. Verse 59. Read. "If the world now be made for our sake, why do we not possess and inherit with the world? How long shall this endure?"
Mm-hmm. So he said, if the world be made for our sake, he said, how long we gonna have to keep it doing this thing, Yahweh? Mm-hmm. You know, but it also was a statement that was made. Read me that verse number 58 again.
58. Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 58 reads, "But we, our people, whom thou hast called by thy firstborn, thy only begotten, mm-hmm. and thy fervent love, are given into thy
hand." Mhm. So it was a statement that was made about the firstborn. Now let's see what we can find that at. Let's go see kind of run it down in the book of Exodus. See. Now, I'm looking for something here. Okay, let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 4. Mother Eve. And let's pick it up at verse 22. Let's get a case of point there. And then we'll bring in Mother Z for she can bring one on in, and then we come on back to you, Mother Eve. So let's go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 22, and let's see what he has to say about us being his firstborn.
Book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus said the Yahweh of Israel, is my son, even my firstborn."
Hallelujah. Well, so there we have it. That's why he's making these statements about it, because he's pulling that. He pulled that from the book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And that's what they do. They pull the scriptures. You know, Ezra's just very ready. very rarely in the Torah instruction. Let's bring in Mother Z. Mother Z around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Mother Z. Yahweh bless you, Mother Z.
Yahweh be with you, Brother Makaya. Teacher Makaya. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You can let the national artists know, what you had to bring in to the national artists. Got a few minutes on the table. She will bring you on in. Then we'll come back to Mother E for a closing statement.
All right. I'm reading from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, about the pastors.
All right. It's Jeremiah chapter 23. All right, bring it on out, Mother E.
Verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 23, starting at verse 1. Verse 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the Yahweh. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore thus said the Yahweh of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, said the Yahweh. Verse 3. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries. Whether I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold. And they shall be fruitful and increase. Verse 4. And I will set my shepherd over them, which shall feed them, and they shall feed and they shall fear no more, neither be dismayed, neither shall they be likened, said the Yahweh. Verse 5. Behold, the day cometh, said the Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Verse 6. In his day, Yada Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely.
Safely and
this is his name whereby he shall be called the Yahweh of righteousness. And I'm going to stop at verse 7. Therefore, behold, the day cometh, said the Yahweh, that they shall no more say the Yahweh live, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Bondage. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. All right. That was great, Mother Z. Now, we're going to bring in Mother E. You can bring us in on your closing statement.
Okay. I'm going to read. 100. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for this class. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for teaching Brother Makaya. and thanking and praising Yahweh for all this listening to the class, and thanking and praising Yahweh just to be in the class. And I'm going to read Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh, all ye land. Serve the Yahweh with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that the Yahweh, he is Yahweh. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Verse 5, for the Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's great, Mother E. We're going to say, we're going to keep drop a few more lines down until the big dignitaries feel like they're ready to cut us off. But we'll keep the ball game rolling still. You know, I can bring your closing statements in a little early. But until they hit the switch. But let's pick it back up, Mother E. Matter of fact, his mother, was reading at Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8 down to 10. Now, let's see what he had to say, because we know he was talking to the children of Israel the whole time. In Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2, and then we're going to pick it up at verse number 7. Let's see what he had to say over there. Because remember, this whole time he was only talking to the children of Israel, and he said to the nation was there. No.
He was just a three-word. One and two.
Yeah, but before you read that, Mother Z, can you give me that Jeremiah chapter 31 and read me verse number 9?
Jeremiah 31:9? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah.
We did see something about Israel as being his firstborn in chapter Exodus chapter 4, verse 32. I just thought about that. That's what we left out there. Let me get a precept on that first, Mother E, before you take off, Mother E. Let me get Mother Z in Jeremiah chapter 31. We're going to read verse number 9. You can read it the way it is, Mother Z. Read exactly the way it is.
Which one you want first?
Mother Z, you go bring me that. I'm just going to get a precept where we left off. Okay. Because we're talking about the children of Israel and how he chosen Israel. And the other nations is nothing.
31.
We're going to pick it off at verse
31:9.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 31. Verse 9. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the river of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephron is my firstborn.
Okay, so he said Israel, and he said, for I am a father to Israel, and Israel, Ephron, is my firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to get a precept on that, how he always chose Israel as his chosen seed. This whole book is about Israel, really. We just let it be known that the other nations was nothing. You know, like I said, we can take this all type of way. But let's pick that up where you at right now, Mother.
Amen. You said Amos 3?
Yeah, yes.
Say verse. Verse 1.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Okay. Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
Okay, and give me verse number, because he just said that all the people of the earth, he only know Israel.
Mm-hmm. Verse 7. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seal.
There you have it. And, man, no, we will go ahead and close out. And WCC, they can do what they do. I'm going to say Yahweh bless the mothers. And we go ahead and end it. And say, I say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Yahweh bless you.
All right.
Yahweh.
All right, mother.
Shalom. Shalom.
What I do.